Welcome to Storytellers Radio. I'm Ashley Kilback, and I help people become better storytellers. We all have the power to create stories that evoke thought, change perspective, and influence new courses of action. Each week, I'll be sharing my thoughts, ideas, and experiences with you so that you can become a master storyteller. You know those moments when you're having a conversation with somebody and you feel like you just aren't connecting? The words aren't flowing right, there's long awkward pauses, and you're having a really hard time getting past the small talk. Over the past 5 years, I've attended numerous networking events and I've learned one thing. I really don't like small talk. So a while back, I made a pact to myself that whatever networking event I was going to, whatever social outing I was attending, I was going to try as hard as possible to avoid small talk. Now, this proved to be a challenge because when you walk into a room full of people, there's only going to be a select few that are willing and open to having a deep, meaningful conversation with you within 5 minutes of meeting them. So why is it so hard to skip the small talk and dive into the stories that make us who we are, the things we're proud of, our greatest failures, the most interesting thing we've learned, or the things that we're having a really hard time with? It's because when we get into conversation with somebody, we oftentimes aren't thinking introspectively. So what does it mean to think introspectively about a conversation? It means that when you come face to face with somebody and you're introducing yourself for the first time, that you're present, that you allow space for the conversation to happen. Then you begin to listen attentively so that they know that you care about what it is that they have to say. And sometimes it's a matter of opening up about yourself first, giving them space to share things about them that they normally wouldn't, and letting the conversation flow from there. But another thing that really takes conversations to that next level is asking questions introspectively. So what does it mean to ask questions introspectively? Here's a short exercise that will help you the next time you get into conversation with somebody new. So when we first get into conversation with somebody, there's usually a few standard questions that we ask. The first classic one being, what do you do? Instead of asking that question, try this. What do you love to do? What about your work makes you the happiest? Or tell me something fascinating about the work that you do. The next one being, where are you from? Try following up with this. What was it like growing up there? How did it shape who you are as a person today? And another common one is, where did you go to school? When they respond, ask them why. Why did you choose to go to that particular school? How did it influence your career? And what did you learn from your education that got you to where you are today? When we get past the floodgates of those standard small talk questions, people begin to open up to us. They'll start to tell a story about a recent experience they had. For example, a trip that they went on. When they talk about a trip that they recently went on, try asking questions like this. What did you learn about yourself through that experience? Why did you choose to visit that particular place? And what did you encounter that was challenging for you? When we start to think introspectively about the conversations that we're having, we'll start to notice the wheels turn when we talk to somebody else. We'll start to notice that skipping the small talk is actually an easy thing when we learn to be present, listen attentively, and open up about who we are in the process. If you loved today's episode, connect with me on the socials at the Storytellers Club on both Facebook and Instagram. Let's skip the small talk and get real about who we are.